Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno is elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised Racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
To Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we're back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orman, second segment here. Old School on a Friday. Look, I think it looked like on social media that the Huskers are they're in West Lafayette. Probably like, damn, people really go to school here. But you got to show up, kick butt, and get back. But a game that's going to be played here in about 2.5 hours has a lot on the line. And speaking of the line, DP, well, first of all, the funniest segment that we always have is when DP does the tickets, right? So, so the price to go to watch Washington Huskies at Rutgers, whoever never would have thought in my years would this would be a normal possible game. The ticket is for $52. When you do it, when you kind of convert it to New York or New Jersey prices, that's the equivalent of $15 because it's, you know, it's cost of living. But speaking of the line, DP, Rutgers, as we saw at the Big Ten Media Day, I want your opinion, was the it pick, was in every, whether it's Phil Steele or anybody you talk to, they were no lower than 10 out of 18 teams. As high as 7 or 6 in preseason, potentially rankings, they've held serve, but only a 1.5. Don't even DP. Look at. I want you. This is what I want you to really talk about. Not even the complimentary 3-point favorite at the crib. Not even the complimentary 3-point favorite. What do you feel? That seems like. I'll give you just a little bit of the Steve Stevens money management, Jay Foreman style. That's a game that you need to bet on.
Yeah, having been at Rutgers on Friday night a couple of years ago, yeah. The Huskers were out there. It is a sleepy Friday night. It is like
even that should favor Rutgers, right?
Even if it's good weather, it's still
it is
a weird vibe,
right?
Like. Oh, we were driving down the street and we saw there's a football game going on. So we decided to show up.
Yeah, and you thought it was a high school game.
Yeah, and it's the same sort of crowd. It's a New Jersey, air quotes, New Jersey family Friday night. And a lot of the conversations have nothing to do with Rutgers football. Absolutely nothing to do with Rutgers football. Like, the conversations are about business. People are making deals. You know, there may be somebody's nephew. Hey, there's Johnny.
Yeah.
And you go, okay, all right, Johnny, go do your thing. Washington, I can't imagine that they're prepared to walk into this. Because this is their big...
Who's the Rutgers of the old Pac-12? Is it Oregon State? Or you can't say Oregon Washington State because that's a battle. Or is it Oregon State?
At least would show up. Oregon State, you weren't real sure what you were going to get.
Yeah.
Is there an argument for Cal in that discussion?
No.
They Cal's different.
Cal's got long game.
Yeah.
Okay.
They've got that long alumni game.
Yeah.
Deeply connected, and they still will tell
still
you
support.
All about the bands on the field. They'll still tell you about it.
I envision? I think actually they get more support now, Shiano, and they're doing better. But over time, like way back in, say, the 80s and the 90s and 2000s, and take out the Shiano run when they were really well and they were packed. You know what I envision happening at a Rutgers game? Mm. I think it's like Tony Soprano, or in this case, Tony Soprano, or like the Sopranos part two. Yeah. It's like, you know what? They say, hey, we got to meet somewhere that the feds would never think that we would be at. You know what I mean?
You're at a tailgate.
Or go to a tailgate or a game.
And it's the best food. You're going to eat
the food is good. But nobody's going to think, like, hey, where the mafia is going to be? At Rutgers game?
Yeah.
And you can get a lot of business done.
They are so there. They are so there. I got there.
How many pinky rings did you see?
I got there. It was.
How many gold pinky rings did you see?
Here's a better one. Just plain gold. Just rock solid gold pinky rings.
Yeah.
And women with like 6 diamond rings.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water. Enjoy. And watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, If you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy. And order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's countrymd.com/energy.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno was elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Oh, like all put together?
Like six diamond rings. And standing in line, like, so I went just to walk around because I wanted, on the road, I want to take in the natural
besides Boulder, though.
No more.
Would you go back? But the thing that was the best, though. Okay, here's the best thing. We'll get back to Rutgers. My man, because first of all, they sent us on a wild goose chase. Which I still don't know where the media access is. We finally got in. But we thought we were going to go one way. Right?
Yep.
And we followed Rashawn. That was that's the problem. I was like, this is not the way. They were like, this is the way. I said, I know it's not the way. Okay? But we went. And their fans bumped it. The funniest thing, because I was just like, I was far enough away that I could watch. Because once they start getting, then DP put his bag. This is the best part. He had his black bag over his like shoulder. And then once he took the bag down, I was like, oh, okay, this probably went to like level 4 out of 5. I said, okay, now I got to position myself. Because I'm scoping out. Because DP can handle his. I'm seeing who else is coming because I got to lay some food.
Disaster preparedness.
Yes. We got to get out of this situation. But then he delivered the sermon to this dude, who was a tall dude. But then by the time DP got done talking to him, he felt like he was probably about 5'2". It was the funniest thing ever. But once I saw the bag with a guy, DP tried to, he's like, all right, are we done? He kept going, then the bag came off. That was the fight. The strap came off.
Well, I didn't have earrings to take off.
But the best.
Like, I didn't have earrings to take off. I didn't have Vaseline to get my rings off.
Yeah.
Like,
But the best part was DP was starting to leave. Like, kind of, you know, you kind of stepped to go and thought it was done, you know. But then he's like, oh, well, then we're going to continue this conversation. But this is going to be another type of conversation. And I was laughing. But.
Well, I had to go from fan to Uncle DP. Okay, so you didn't hear me first time. So I took the bass out of my voice just to be considerate.
Oh, it went real low.
But see, now we got to have a different conversation.
Yeah.
And I want you to, because I need you for you to lean in to hear me. I need you to lean in. I need you close. Right? And if you feel this, then we'll understand, we'll be done. If not, it's going to be a different Saturday. It's a different Saturday.
I was chuckling and I was like, okay, yeah. And the best part is, he didn't have nobody with him. So he was going to get the business.
And his people bailed and it was like, okay. Because they saw, like his boy, he had two dudes that was with him. And them two dudes was like, they literally palmed up Heisman this dude. Like, they hit him with the Heisman. Like, listen, Johnny, we trying to tell you, let's go.
He really was trying to show off for his little girlfriend. She probably left him after that. But DP, now back to Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
What was the best site out there? Was it, like, tell us about the food.
So,
like, did they have, like, true New York, New Jersey pies out there?
They had, so.
Because that would be the worth
when
the trip.
When I first got there, the funny part was that the first tailgate I hit that looked like it was banging was Husker parents.
Oh, really?
Husker parents were out there getting it in, right across, literally right across the street. So they had a set aside space for Husker fans, Husker alums, and they were getting it in. But then if you went further around the corner to get to where the media got in, is where there's a wave.
That's that Kansas City.
There's a wave that they do with, well, Jersey folks will do it, and it's their hold hand.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I thought you were talking about the aroma of the food.
Oh, no. It's the wave with the hand, which is, it's kind of an invitation, but almost more of a command.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there's a look that goes with it.
They ain't hit you with the
Patrick. Wonder what they have on your family that you don't know they have on your family.
Well, they know you without knowing you.
They ain't hit you with the Patrick Ewing?
No. This was, and the guy that was the invite guy was the biggest guy of the bunch.
Good, because you know he'd been eating good.
Well, you also know he's the enforcer. He's going, if you get thrown out the club, he was going to throw you out the club. But he was the one that was letting you in the club. And you got a pat on the, I have rather large hands. This dude had a mitt. He had a first baseman's mitt. And he put it on my shoulder, and it was like, two cars down, steaks, potatoes. Go there first. And I'm not with y'all. Like, I'm not with you. But he was like, there, then go see her for drinks. And 30 minutes later, you've given a full scouting report on the Huskers. Right? Like, hey, so what do we got? And you realize that in your conversation, you're being plied for information. Like, it's not, they're not just being warm and friendly just to be warm and friendly. They're
feeding
taking
you,
notes.
Soften you up, huh?
They're taking notes, right?
And like, which one's the runner that takes us to Seattle?
Well, one's taking it to Seattle. The other one's taking it back to
right to his buddy calling in with his numbers.
Oh man, yeah. It was, and it, but in the stadium, there were
and with his numbers.
Oh man, yeah. It was, and it, but in the stadium, there were groups of women who it just like you're trying to do the math of where do these 11 women land. Right? All of them 40-ish. All of them married, no men around. And they walk in like they own the place. They know the three ladies who are behind the counter serving, pouring beer, they know them. And in a cashless stadium, they paid cash. Listen,
yeah, and you better take it too.
They paid cash. There was no, hey, use my card. No. Evelyn. Spectacular.
Yeah, it's going to be, I mean, it's just interesting that, you know, the spread's so light, you know, I'm not big into betting and all that other stuff, but obviously, you know, I like to make people a little bit of money. But, you know, the complimentary 3 points at home, considering, you know, the flight from Washington, I assume that they came in Thursday night.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to. So they came in Thursday night. They're well out of their element because even if they were able to get some sort of work in, Thursday, you know, morning or mid-morning, they still had school, they still had to travel. That time, that flight is
they do
horrible.
Yoga Thursday night after their meeting. They do yoga.
Washington.
You right. Do yoga to get all the, you know, you've been on a flight for 3.5
Sure, right.
And so they want to get all that worked out. They want them to be able to sleep, snack back at the room that they take back to the room, and then breakfast and then another stretch session.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure they got them active, but the doing that in a hotel, 5 hour flight away. You got to think Seattle to New Jersey. Then you got to probably a 10 mile drive that's going to take you 2.5 hours, depending on what time you got in. Right? They are way off schedule, and so that's why I think the line is so interesting. Essentially, in Washington's favor, even though Rutgers is favored. Not even by a full field goal at home.
What if I told you this is not Washington's first trip out to Piscataway?
I would believe so, but I'm just saying.
It's happened one other time. 2017, Chris Peterson took the Huskies.
I do remember that. I do remember that.
It was a 30-14 win for the Huskies.
I do remember that. But just to think about it, this is going to be rather frequent, you know, or more frequent than, obviously, you know, one-off. It's just really interesting.
As Husker fans, do you want Rutgers coming in here undefeated next week, or do you want them coming off a text line up.
What do you guys want?
Do you want a brawl?
I mean, really, Husker fans, answer two questions. What are the top two things you want to see from Nebraska tomorrow to make you sleep better, even though nobody slept after Illinois' loss? So what do you want to see out of Purdue game? And then also, what do you want to have Rutgers come in, obviously, you know, whether undefeated or else they're coming off a loss. There's two ways to think about it. Then they got chink in their armor, but then you don't want them come in over, you know, too pissed off. Or you want to come
in with that extra day.
Or do you want them to come in riding high and then get brought down to earth?
A part of me wants them at their best.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You want more eyes on. I think they've set the time for Nebraska Rutgers at 3 o'clock.
Mm. Prime time.
So 3 o'clock. And there's that part of me. No, I want you to come in here with an O for me to get. I want eyes on. If we're doing it right and you're making a statement, it's kind of like Survivor. You have to make a play that makes you, oh, that's what Nebraska did. So you got Colorado, but okay, you slipped one. Now, beating Purdue, you got to beat Purdue. None of it matters if you don't beat Purdue. But if you beat Purdue and Rutgers comes in undefeated, you get more eyes. There's more juice.
We
there's
got that
more juice
back,
for the
right.
squeeze.
You beat Rutgers. You beat Purdue. That game gets a lot more interesting. We got some stuff from the text line. Bryce says he wants special teams to be special in name only. 5078 says, I just want Nebraska to win, and I want Illinois to win too, probably for later in the season. Patrick says, what does he say? Clean special teams and positive turnover margin. Justin and Seward, I want us to rush for 250 yards plus and, yes, have Rutgers undefeated. Crowbait says this, focusing on the volleyball game tonight. First, I'll focus on football as soon as the final point drops, one game at a time. Money G in Kansas. He says, he's got about five of them. Mm-hmm. He says, I want the offensive line and defensive line to be dominating, running game, special teams, and Rutgers undefeated. I like it.
I'll be at volleyball tonight. Go see them take on the Bruins and see what that is. But, yeah, that part of – and it's all momentum, right?
What is?
Volleyball wins to set up the week, right? Soccer won last night.
Oh, yeah. You got hold serve. You got to handle your business. You right. can't be
– Volleyball wins tonight. Then you walk into Saturday, 11 o'clock kickoff, and go handle your business. And then there's another volleyball game.
Oh yeah, we're gonna take a deep dive into this Purdue game. Mm-hmm. And then at the very last segment of 5 o'clock hour, middle of 5 o'clock hour, we'll pick some games. But I think this game is more of a mindset game, maturity game. And I want to, before we go to break, obviously we'll have a short segment, but at the top of the 5 o'clock hour, I want you guys in the text line. I want your guys' definition of maturity. You know what I mean? Because I think this game is a maturity game. And it goes, you've got a plethora of ways you could go with it. But we're going to take a quick break. Jay Foreman, DP.
Bye. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.